This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Elliot Shore Parks.
What's going on, everyone? My name is Elliot Shore Parks. Today is Monday, March 13th, and this is the Best Football Show podcast, the place for the top news and opinion from myself and from the best of the best of Odyssey's football podcasts and radio stations. If you like what you hear today, please hit that subscribe button as it not only helps the show grow, but make sure you hit that auto download button and make sure you leave a 5-star review, because like I said, it helps the show grow. All right, NFL free agency, it's happening. The rumors are flying, the trades are happening, the signings are happening. And one name I don't think many people expected to see come across the rumor wire to see a potential trade option: Los Angeles Chargers running back Austin Ekeler. Austin Ekeler coming off an outstanding season. You look at what he's done with the Chargers. He's been arguably the best running back in the NFL the last 2 years, purely off production. The last 2 years, 1,800 yards combined rushing, 4.5 yards per carry, 25 total rushing touchdowns in 2 years. Then you look what he does as a receiver. 1,300 yards on 177 catches. I mean, he had over 100 targets alone last year. 177 catches in 2 years, 13 more rushing touchdowns. He's led the NFL in total touchdowns each of the last 2 years, 38 total touchdowns in the last 2 years. I mean, he is an absolutely, he's a production machine. He absolutely knows how to produce. He can be a threat in the running game. He can be a threat in the passing game. He's an outstanding running back. So why are the Chargers potentially going to trade him? Well, as always, especially this time of year, it comes down to money. According to the ESPN report, Austin Ekeler is looking for a new contract. The Chargers are unwilling to give him that contract. And let me say this before we talk about the teams that I think should trade for Austin Ekeler. If I'm Justin Herbert, I am livid at the fact that they might trade him. First of all, you saddle me with a bad head coach in Brandon Staley. Justin Herbert has not had the playoff success he really should have. I mean, he has talent around him, and he holds blame for that. But if I'm Justin Herbert, I'm livid at the idea that they're going to move Austin Ekeler over money. Like, he is arguably Justin Herbert's best teammate. He's an extremely productive running back, a really good safety net in the passing game. So I'm really mad if I'm Justin Herbert. But it's the Chargers, and they're really good at making their quarterbacks mad. They're really good at being a losing organization. So it's certainly possible that they do trade Austin Ekeler. Now, the question is, if they do trade Austin Ekeler, the team that acquires him is going to have to pay him. That's going to impact how much he gets in a trade. You saw Jalen Ramsey, I believe, was just moved for a third round pick. I'd be surprised if Ekeler fetched more than a third round pick. Maybe you could get a conditional pick that becomes a third or maybe a fourth if he meets certain criteria. But when you take into account that you're going to have to pay him, that's going to impact what you trade for him. So my guess is a fourth, maybe, if there's a big market for him. I think you're really looking at probably a fifth that's a conditional fifth, or right around a fourth, I think. I think that's like a fair kind of starting point, but I think I would lean towards a fifth before I would look at a third. So what's he going to get paid? Austin Ekeler, 27 years old. He'll be 28 in a few months. So from a running back's perspective, he's getting up there. And again, part of having a lot of production is a lot of work on that body, a lot of touches over the last few years. I can look at it right here. He's had a ton of carries. In his career, he has 811 attempts. He has 389 catches. So you're looking at, from total, just in terms of touches, 1,200 touches in 6 years in Los Angeles. So a lot of work. But if you look at what other running backs his age have gotten, the money's actually not as bad as you might think it is. So let's look at some comparable players. Obviously, age is a big factor here. And to be honest, when you look at the top paid running backs in the NFL right now, none of them are 27 and certainly none of them are about to turn 28. So that is going to be working against him. Aaron Jones, when he was 26 years old, he got 4 years, $48 million at $12 million a year with $13 million guaranteed. So 4 years with $13 million guaranteed, that's not bad at all. I mean, I know the $12 million a year average, but what you're really looking at is having him for maybe 2 years, a year and a half, but about 2 years, and you figure it out from there. I would imagine, you know, without digging into the details of that contract, it's not a full four-year commitment. It's probably more of a two-year commitment. Nick Chubb, 25 years old, $36 million for 3 years with around, when you take into account practical guarantees, those type of things, $17, $20 million guaranteed. So he's looking at, you know, at more than Aaron Jones, but he was also a year younger. So with Austin Eckler, what are you looking at? You're probably not looking at $12 million a year. You're probably looking at maybe $8 or $9 million a year. You're probably not looking at the $20 million guaranteed. Maybe you can get them for the $13 million guaranteed, maybe a little bit less. But the money is not going to be as big as you think, especially if you're a team that knows how to manipulate the cap. You make the cap hit low, you add some dummy years, you stretch it out. Austin Eckler probably not going to take as big of a cap hit as you might think because of his age and because the running backs just don't get paid like they used to get paid. If you look at some of the highest paid running backs in the league, I mean, Ezekiel Elliott signed his at 24 when he got $50 million guaranteed. Christian McCaffrey got $38 million guaranteed. He was 23. Dalvin Cook, $28 million guaranteed. He was 25, right? So, I mean, Derrick Henry, 26 years old, $25 million guaranteed. So there are players that above the age of 25 have gotten some decent guarantees, but there's a difference between 25, 26, and 27 and 28. I mean, in the second year of this deal, he'll be almost 29 years old. And then, you know, if you do happen to the third year, talking about a 30-year-old running back, there is a ton of mileage on him. So I think that the money is not going to be as bad as people think. And that makes it even more frustrating if I'm Justin Herbert, that they're getting ready to trade this guy potentially. So who are some teams that should have interest in Austin Eckler? As always, when we're looking at teams that should make trades for a running back, they have to be a team that's going to compete now, a team that has a good offense, and a team that, if you add Austin Eckler to it, takes him to the next level. So the obvious team, the hottest team in the NFL right now, is the Miami Dolphins. Just traded for Jalen Ramsey. Have Tyreek Hill. They traded for, whose name's escaping me right now, Bradley Chubb last year. They have Jalen Waddle. They are a loaded team. The one question they have is quarterback because of Tua's health. But if you add Austin Eckler, and I know that they have some decent running backs there, but if you add Austin Eckler, they have the best offensive skill set in the NFL. Better than Cincinnati, better than Buffalo, better than the Eagles. That skill set is better. So I think if you're Miami, you're all in. You're still not paying a quarterback big money. That's coming next year. So if there's ever a year to overpay a running back, this is the year to do it. You're playing in an extremely competitive division with Buffalo. If the Jets get Aaron Rodgers, obviously that adds to them being a better team. Patriots are probably going to suck, but they're never a complete disaster under Bill Belichick. They're at least competitive. So it's a tough division, but the Dolphins can be expected to win right away. I think Austin Eckler would be a great pickup for the Miami Dolphins. I think they should be at the top of the list. I think they should be interested. And I think if I were them, now their draft picks are not great after trading away so many, I would give up a fourth round pick for him. You're already all in. You're already trying to win. I'd pay him and I would trade for Austin Eckler if I were the Dolphins. The other team, just mentioned them, the Buffalo Bills. And I feel like every pod that we do talking about running backs that should be acquired, the Bills are on it. And it's because they just don't have great running backs. But they have great receivers. They have a great quarterback. They have a decent offensive line. Like, you add Austin Eckler to there, first of all, maybe you convince Josh Allen to dump it down a little more and to not, you know, always be so reckless with the ball. But I think he'd be a great addition there in Buffalo. The Bills this year, I mean, again, it's Super Bowl or bust. Like, not getting out of the second round, not making the Super Bowl, it's not good enough. They have to get there and they have to win it, which with where they're at in their development. So I think Buffalo would make a ton of sense. The Las Vegas Raiders added Jimmy G, have Devontae Adams, are probably losing Josh Jacobs. Again, you know, if you look at how the running backs were used under Josh McDaniels when he was in New England, I think Austin Eckler fits that role. I think dumping it down, if you're Jimmy G, to Austin Eckler is a smart move. I think he can be dynamic in that offense. I think with him, Devontae, and Darren Waller, they would have a really good trio of skill position players there. So I think the Raiders make a ton of sense. And again, they're not at the point that the Dolphins and Bills are in terms of competing, but they're also not a team that's going into next year thinking they shouldn't be a playoff team. The Raiders are thinking they will be a playoff team, or at least expecting to be there. Austin Eckler helps you do it. Jacksonville Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence, Doug Peterson won a playoff game last year, adding Calvin Ridley. You add Austin Eckler, and I think they're the favorite to win that division. They might be already, but they might become heavy favorites. Doug Peterson, his scheme, his offense, he knows how to utilize running backs. He knows how to set up the running back screen. He's great at calling them. He's great at designing them. Austin Eckler could be a massive receiving threat in that offense, but also just a really good running back. I mean, Doug is willing to run the ball. I think he believes in it to a certain extent, and I think Austin Eckler would go there and really help the offense. So I think the Jaguars, for a team that has a young quarterback, not paying him big money yet, expected to win the division, expected to frankly maybe even go to the conference championship when you look how far they went last year, they're a type of team that should overpay for Austin Eckler to get him in the offense. And of course, the Philadelphia Eagles. Would they have interest in signing and trading for Austin Eckler? The money is not as bad. As I talked about at the top, maybe $8 or $9 million a year, maybe $13 or $14 million guaranteed. I don't think you're looking at as much money for Austin Eckler as you know, you might think initially when you hear he's going to be traded. So if I'm the Eagles, Miles Sanders is a free agent. Now you're about to have to pay a ton of money to Jalen Hurts. So that's part of it. You have a lot of money wrapped up in the offense. But with that offensive line, that quarterback in Jalen that can do what he does on the ground, you add Austin Eckler to that, you go from being the best running attack in the NFL to being like a historic running attack and to being able to run it literally whenever you want. And the other thing that Austin Eckler would help with, if you looked at what the Eagles struggled with last year, they were not good against the blitz. They were not good when Jalen had pressure on him. If you add Austin Eckler and he's down in the flat, You go from being not able to handle blitzes to being one of the most dangerous teams in the league to blitz because of what Jalen can do, but also the ramifications of dumping it down to Austin Eckler and what he could do with that athletic offensive line. It could be a real, real, real big addition to the Eagles offense. So I think that while they are not a team like the Jaguars or the Dolphins that aren't paying their quarterbacks big money, the Bills and the Eagles are paying their quarterback big money, but they're also teams that are expected to win right away. They're also teams that if you have a fourth round pick to trade, adding Austin Eckler, it makes your offense from great to you know, one of the best to maybe the best in the league. Again, they already are one of the best in the league, but to maybe the best offense in the NFL. So the money's not as bad as I thought. The need is there. I would not rule out the Eagles in making a trade for Austin Eckler. This has been the latest edition of the Best Football Show podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please hit that subscribe button and please leave a 5-star review if you like what you hear. And I'll talk to you guys next time.